An operation is continuing this lunchtime to try to refloat a large container ship which has been blocking the Suez Canal for nearly a week. This morning there was some hope that shipping stuck at either end of the canal might get moving again as the Ever Given was partially refloated with the aid of a number of tugboats. Authorities say further tugging operations will continue once the tide rises again, with nearly 370 vessels waiting to travel through the canal. Let's talk now to Samir Madani, co-founder of Tanker Trackers, who's been closely monitoring the situation. Samir, we were speaking to you last week, towards the end of last week, and you were saying this wasn't going to be sorted out very quickly. There was at least a number of days involved. You were correct in that. What's the latest, and how's this operation looking?
Well, it seems like she's trying to wiggle her way out of the canal at the moment. It doesn't seem to be entire success right now, but progress is underway. We see a lot more tugboat activity trying to correct her course, but I'm not entirely sure that that what we're seeing right now is a full correction. So we're probably looking at another day or two before they finally get her moving. After that, what I anticipate will happen is that the Great Bitter Lake, which is located just 20, 30 kilometers north of her, will then flush out all the vessels into the Anchorage, which is in the Red Sea. And then after that, we'll see northbound traffic resume with the cargo as priority, meaning livestock and containers and so on, ahead of any oil transport.
So ships are still arriving at either end of the canal, hoping to be able to transit perhaps within the next number of days.
Yes, absolutely. And it will take around, I estimate around 4 days or so before this congestion is processed, and then we'll see the traffic resume as normal. But the issue right now is that once they remove the vessel from its current location, they have to do a sonar sweep of the entire canal where she was stuck to make sure that nothing has fallen off or any damage to the location.
All right. We'll keep an eye on this and perhaps talk to you again over the next number of days. With a moment to Samir Madani from Tanker Trackers. Thanks for talking to us.